Is this the country the founders envisioned? I won't lie. I stared at that prompt a few times, mulled over a while, reflected on the state of things, and maybe it's the politicized pandemic, the increasingly polarizing election, or that creeping anxious feeling that rears its ugly head every time I turn on the news. But for a few days, as I gathered my thoughts to write this essay, I couldn't shake the nagging little nihilistic voice saying, no. It can't be, right? Everything feels so chaotic right now, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. This disarray can't possibly be what some of the brightest thinkers in history had in mind when they sat down with a quill, some parchment, and that unmistakably American sense of ambition. To build something out of nothing. But then, I thought back to junior year AP government. My favorite class I've ever taken, and without question the most impactful. I remembered how, before we were able to analyze Supreme Court decisions, look at the way presidential power has expanded and contracted over the years, and even craft our own policy, we needed to understand the drive and vision that built such an intricate and unique system. Now, we all know the story of how the underdog American revolutionaries came together, overpowered and outsmarted a global hegemon, and then crafted a system of government that led them to become one themselves. But in order to truly understand American democracy, we need to peel back a layer and understand the motives. The founders of this nation had a singular goal. They had recently won a perilous fight for independence and were now aiming to protect it at all costs. That's it. They wanted to build something that will outlive them, and outlive their children and their grandchildren, and they did. The fledgling nation that this brilliant group of intrepid outcasts created has accomplished its primary goal. It's still here. Which may not sound like a lot, but considering what it's been through, two world wars, revolutions, depressions, and tragedies, what it's prevailed over and what has challenged it, still being here is nothing short of an impressive accomplishment. But even more impressive is how the United States of America has, considering its comparatively short time on the world stage, impacted nearly every aspect of life almost everywhere on the planet, through innovation and the message that every person has a voice, a vote, and is valid. The founders' vision has not only been carried out, but has been exceeded. That brings me back to now. And let me amend my introduction statement. After diving in and understanding that the founders' vision for these here United States of America is absolutely being carried out. Because after everything history has thrown at us, we are still here. Through centuries of not only facing, but triumphing over almost every threat imaginable, you can say what you want about this country, but it's an indisputable fact that it has stood the test of time. For 2.5 centuries, the U.S. has been a keystone of independence, and I am assured that it will continue to stand strong, no matter what it's facing.